Well, what appears to be happening now is that a rhetorical exchange is going on between the Americans and the Iranians that I think represents an actual standing down of some of the previous tensions. As we know, the United States came within 10 minutes of attacking Iran last week, and then that was supposedly in response to the shooting down of the drone. But something interesting has happened. Iran declined to shoot down an American naval plane that had actually intruded into Iranian airspace on the grounds that there were 35 approximately crew members on the plane and that this would have resulted in actual casualties of American military personnel if Iran had shot that plane down. Also, Donald Trump called off the attacks on Iran after he realized that there would be approximately 150 casualties, Iranian casualties, perhaps more. So it appears that there's a tacit agreement between the two nations to avoid casualties. Instead, it seems like at this point, it's largely a war of diplomacy, a war of rhetoric, a war of media optics. And the United States is now seems to be pursuing a strategy that's backing away from a military confrontation. I think the president of the United States doesn't want to have an actual military conflict with Iran. However, the Americans are trying to use rhetorical pressure on the Iranians. And, of course, the Iranians are calling the Americans on that because the Iranians have now said that they're going to increase their nuclear production, which under the actual treaty that was formulated back in 2015, they actually have the right to do that. So Iran is actually within its rights, but it is calling the Americans out on some of their own rhetorical strategies. And then, of course, the Americans are hitting back with by upping the rhetorical game a bit. But it does seem to be a war of words at this point. And it remains to be seen as far as who will be able to get the upper hand in this in terms of standing their ground. I predict that that Iran will come out on top in this particular conflict, because if the Americans are going to shy away from actual military attacks on Iran, which again, that seems to be what the president of the United States prefers, it's likely that Iran will be able to successfully maneuver simply by remaining within the terms of the agreement that was worked out in 2015. So that way the Americans really won't have any ground to stand on. So Iran is being very shrewd in terms of how they're actually playing this.